Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Monday the 6th of June. Charles Firth and Dom Knight here, and our guest today will be comedian Grace Jarvis. Before we get to Grace, Charles, we have some momentous news, some huge news about the future of the podcast and some live events coming up.
That's right. We are moving to an all-live format.
All live.
All the time. Live from next week.
It's a daily podcast, so we're doing a show every single night of the week.
No, we're going to go and record the Chaser Report live from the Harold Park Hotel in Sydney.
Sydney's original home of comedy, now turned into a much less humorous pub.
Yes, that's right. That'll be in front of a live studio audience. You can actually book tickets to that audience. The website address that I have been given to plug this is www.chaser.com.au/events/the-chaser-report-live/.
Oh, it just trips off the tongue, doesn't it?
So what we might do is we might set up chaser.com.au/podcast and we'll link it to that.
You can just put Chaser Report Live into Google and it will take you where you need to be. This is happening on Tuesday, though. The first one's happening on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, and tickets are $10.
Just $10.
Yes, and you'll be able to see a whole week's worth of podcast in one pub session.
You will, and Craig Rucastle's going to join us, plus a secret to be announced guest. We're very excited about the secret guest.
Yes, and not only that, but another momentous, huge announcement is that we're going to have a premium episode each week.
We're going to expect you to pay for this content. Now, you can pay and have no ads. There's two tiers. There's a tier with no ads for $7 or for $9. And why wouldn't you pay the $2 more? You get the bonus episode each week.
And the first in the series is a very exciting idea. It's called Drunk Q&A.
Right? That's right. So essentially at the live podcast record, we'll record the week's episodes, a whole bunch of different segments. Then we'll all have a drink break.
Yes.
And then we'll do a live Q&A in the room when everyone's, you know, a bit relaxed and comfortable, to use John Howard's phrase. And we'll record that bit and it will only be for paying subscribers who aren't defamation lawyers.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah, and that's $9 a month, isn't it?
$9 a month.
That's huge value.
It's peanuts.
Yes. So this is the last week of the in-studio podcast records. And today, we've got a very special guest. We've got Grace Jarvis. She just recently did her show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and was nominated for Best Newcomer Award at the festival. She is joining us after the break.
We're going to hear about the world's most accident-prone rabbit, basically. That's what her show's about.
Plus, Dom, you've got some observations about the Jubilee.
We thought we'd celebrate Her Majesty's 70th anniversary in the only way we know how.
But first of all, let's go to an ad break.
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Our guest today is comedian Grace Jarvis, who won rave reviews for her show Digging a Hole at the Melbourne Comedy Festival earlier in the year. She brings it back to the Comedy Republic in Melbourne on the 9th of July. Make sure you don't go and miss that. It's about a rabbit that gets into a huge number of accidents, so she's the perfect person to talk about the royal family, I think. Given that, Grace, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's so lovely to have you here on a very special moment in the life of our country as we celebrate Her Majesty's Jubilee, the fact that she's managed to live so comfortably that she's made it to 96 years old and 70 years on the throne.
Incredible stuff for us, an island in the middle of the ocean.
You sound very whelmed.
I just think it's so wild. Like, the royal family is such a specific kind of human farce where it's like, why is this still happening?
Did you see the thing yesterday where, I think it was on ABC, they played footage of the Jubilee, and then they also played footage of Kim Jong-un's parades?
Did they mean to make that analogy?
Yeah, and no, it was really clear that they're very similar in their thing. And there was this person interviewed saying, well, actually, well, it's a free society. You don't have to celebrate the Queen. But there are actually laws about not booing the Queen and stuff like that. Yes, you can be ticketed. If you boo at the actual Jubilee celebrations, if you're out on the streets and you boo and the royal family is there, you can be ticketed.
I'm setting that system up for my next comedy festival.
Hang on a second. How many tickets has Prince Harry got? Going on Oprah and saying that they were horrible people, and that that's got to be worth a lot of tickets.
It's a loophole. He didn't officially boo.
I presume he was met at Heathrow by some sort of officer with a whole book of tickets for him.
I wonder, maybe that's the way they raise enough money to be able to pay for the royal family.
Oh.
Is they ticket the people who are against.
There you go.
They ticket all the Republicans.
Well, there was so clever. Much bunting. This is the thing I find strangest, is that the British, the way that they celebrate is merch. Like, did you see the number of Union Jack flags and whatever, and just every inch of the Royal Mall, or Mall, I suppose they say, was just completely decked out in the Union Jacks. I mean, this is just so bizarre. I'm so glad Australia doesn't do that. On Australia Day, it's just people with flag capes. They had it on every surface. It's
and then
ridiculous.
Woolworths had, like, weird Australian-shaped ice cube trays.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
We're just lame at it.
Oh, I see.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. But that's true of everything in Australia, isn't it?
But, I mean, I like some of the things that they put on because what do you need – if someone's 96 years old, not really able to hear very well and can only barely sort of just go to the balcony for a couple of minutes, what's the one thing she's going to be able to hear?
Jet planes.
It's an Air Force flyover. And there's this amazing image of Prince Louis, like William's youngest son. Basically, the planes are going overhead. The Queen's sort of just staring off in the distance going, I hear a slight sound. And then you've just got Prince Louis with his hands over his ears just screaming, just going, He's hating every second of it.
My tiny ears.
My tiny ears are exploding.
Yeah. But that's actually good because, you know, the one role of the royal family is to not listen to the commoners and the commoners' concerns. And by damaging his hearing so early on, he won't have to.
He'll be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his version of let them eat cake.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I'm not listening to you and I will continue not to listen to you my entire life.
And this is the brilliantly awkward thing about having a party is they went very long on assuming the Queen would actually be able to attend. And this is the bizarre, like all these events that they had for her were predicated on her actually attending and she couldn't. So did you see what they did instead?
Oh, what did they do a sort of Weekend at Bernie's style?
Yeah.
Well, actually not a million miles removed because she's got this amazing golden like state coach.
Mm.
And what they did was they put a hologram of the Queen waving inside it and drove it down the mall. And lots of Brits just waved back. At a hologram of the Queen. And if you're Prince Charles, aren't you thinking, hang on a sec.
Yeah.
I don't want them to develop holograms of Mummy because I'm never getting the job. She will never leave.
It's such a dystopian response to an old woman being sick. It's like, oh, no, a 96-year-old can't walk a parade. Let's get technology involved.
And the real problem for Prince Charles is you can't smash a hologram against a tunnel wall and get rid of it.
It's tunnel-proof. The hologram was very much tunnel-proof. That's absolutely true.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
But it was a weird mix of high tech and low tech, like a hologram of the Queen in a hundreds of years old coach.
Mm.
And in the same.
That's bunting. Bunting is an old technology.
Absolutely. But they also had. They had drones, had like an army of drones. And rather than just sort of vaporizing commoners, which is what you might have thought that they'd do, they used them to just. You know how there's this new thing of having drones in the sky just making shapes and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
And so they had. Like the drones making a Union Jack. And then this is the most creative thing that they could come up with. The drones made an image of a cup of tea being poured.
Gosh, British culture, you know, they conquered whole empire, the biggest empire in the world, but it's all about the tea.
That's all that it is. Yeah. That's all that they've managed to achieve.
And well, also they stole that too.
Yes, that's true. It's a colonial drink. It's literally a colonial stolen drink. Yes, indeed. But the entertainment was very strange. Mm. I don't know if you saw this, Grace, but of all the people they could think to perform, could they really not do better than Rod Stewart?
It seems like Rod Stewart has some sort of blood pact with the Royals where it's like, why is he still their first call-up, you know? He's not super relevant.
I'm not clear that he wasn't a hologram too, to be clear.
Yeah. Is it that ironically he's the only one who's not in prison for sex crimes by now? Like Rolf Harris, Jimmy Savile.
True. A lot of the people who have performed at the Queen's events over the years.
Pretty much all
Prince
of them.
Prince Andrew. Yeah. I mean, give a bit of time. But And not only that, but they got him to perform Sweet Caroline. This is the bizarre thing. They had a poll on the BBC of all of the songs that you could play for the Queen's Jubilee. And of all of the songs ever recorded, Sweet Caroline was their favourite. What is wrong with Britain?
That is a great song, Dom. Yeah, really? Like I'm not going to hear a word against Sweet Caroline.
Isn't it a famously American song?
Yes, isn't it famously like American.
Superbly about America.
Well, they were pretending America was still part of the empire.
Yeah, they love to do that.
Well, actually, at the time the Queen took over, it probably was, wasn't it?
Probably was. It's true, I wasn't going to. But then the other weird thing was, of all the performances to have out the front of Buckingham Palace, like literally in front of the gates of the palace, which they didn't open because they still had to stay closed to the commoners, right? Let's be clear.
Yeah, don't want anyone getting any of their jewels back.
They had a performance from the musical Hamilton, which is about how fantastic it is to get rid of the royals.
What is happening?
Right outside the front of Buckingham Palace.
Do you think maybe this whole...
Who booked
celebration?
This?
Yeah, it was organised by Republicans who want to sort of overthrow the monarchy. Like,
I think the royals are just like so post nuance that nothing touches them anymore. They're like, nothing means anything. We're beyond.
It could be.
The
meaning
of songs.
Well be.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sad that they didn't have. King George, the character from Hamilton, where the syphilitic mad king comes out and just sort of makes a fool of himself and spits everywhere. Yeah, I'm surprised that. But my theory, just watching this, is that based on who actually planned this and was it a Republican, I wonder whether it's actually the Queen, because she's had it to do the job that she didn't choose, which is clearly, if you've ever watched The Crown, incredibly boring and frustrating, and you feel isolated and you're like, you've got a palace but you don't have any friends and you can't do what you want. She's just going, nah, let's burn this thing to the ground. There were even like digital flames projected on the palace when Alicia Keys sang Girl on Fire. Like, I reckon she's just going, this is stupid. Yes. Just get rid of it.
She hates her son so much. She's like, let's dismantle the monarchy before he gets a shot at it.
Maybe
I'm going out with a bang.
Yeah, I mean, if it was Prince Andrew who was next in line, she'd probably give it to him. But Prince Charles, forget it. And I mean, the man got up and gave a speech thanking mummy. He's 71 years old and he's still got mummy. He's got the biggest case of mummy issues in the history of humanity.
That is unnerving. I also was obsessed with the coverage of, is it Prince Louis, the little boy? Where it's like,
the little boy,
he didn't sit still for an entire day. His mom had to like tell him to sit in his chair. It's like, yeah, because he's four and you're playing Rod Stewart.
That was a reasonable response. And I would have had the same reaction at 45.
Was that
if you get the Wiggles or like something for him, you know, he might be more engaged. But he's not keen on Sweet Caroline and he's four. And I didn't see any snacks getting handed out.
That's like, true. Where were the snacks?
He needs a yogurt pouch or something.
Oh, it's Britain. They don't have good snacks.
Yeah. But was he the guy who... I saw a clip of him, like some little kid pushing Kate Middleton's face like away and getting
all
grumpy.
Yeah, that's him.
That's her son. That's him, right, yeah. And
yeah,
so
he was like, hey, man, I've been sitting here for 12 hours.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
Not
where's
like
Bluey?
A toy car to play with.
But what's the lore on that? Like,
oh, he's in a dungeon now, to be clear. Yeah, he's been locked
he's
up.
He's been severely punished. He's in the stocks. Yeah, like child actors have like rules around how long you're allowed to make them work.
That's true. And they definitely get snacks.
They definitely get snacks. This kid is like, is supposed to survive on the music of Rod Stewart and the heir of the monarchy.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the royal family. So the whole thing is when you're not the one who's next in line to the throne.
But he like is the next.
No, this is Louis. This is the third. So they've got, okay. What's his name? George, Charlotte, and then Louis.
Oh, so
Louis
he's the he's
Prince
the,
Harry.
He's the, no, he's the Prince Edward.
Yeah, oh, the youngest son. Anywhere well, near it.
He's just get in the psychological trauma early. That's what they do in that family. You know, for the moment, you're never going to be good enough. He's Princess Margaret.
But did you reckon they explained? Can you explain to a sort of 3 or 4 year old? Oh, this is going out. Billions of people are watching you right at the moment. Like, does that even compute?
It
like,
does. Well, I've got a 4 year old. Same age.
Yeah.
And my 4 year old constantly thinks she's performing to an audience of billions of people. And thank God she isn't.
Yeah, that was his bit. He was doing a little like slapstick routine. He's like, oh, this is my time to shine. I'm going to get a comedy writing gig after this. I'm not getting near the throne.
Yeah, it was a tight five, wasn't it? Because he did faces. He even pulled these excellent faces.
He did this business where he like put his thumb on his nose and wiggled his fingers like a petulant child from 1840. Like, yeah, I don't know how they're teaching them such old-fashioned disrespect. Where are they picking it up?
And he did the thing where you stick your fingers in your mouth and make it wider and then stick your tongue out. I mean, that was regal.
Mm. Yes.
That's classic. That's actually like an oil painting of a four-year-old. That's some old-fashioned.
No, or Prince Andrew at Jeffrey Epstein's Island, I think, also did that thing. Yeah.
Well, actually, I think that's why he was having a tantrum, which is he'd heard that the next event involved spending a whole lot of time with Prince Andrew.
He's like, hey, man, this is not a safe working environment for me.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones and we are part of the Acast Creator Network.
And Grace is putting her show Digging a Hole back on the 9th of July at Comedy Republic for their Festival Replay series. Make sure you go and catch that.
Thanks for having me.
Catch you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.